Zach, really good to see you here for your rookie season in the British F4 Championship. You've just come in from a dry session here at Silverstone. First of all, how was that?
Yeah, no, it was really good. As a team, we've been making really good progression. Obviously, it's a new championship for both myself and the team. So, yeah, let's see what happens.
Absolutely. Now, people won't know you necessarily, fans of the F4 series over here. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, well, I started karting when I was 9 years old in Dubai. And I was doing that for 6 years. And then I made the progression to Formula 4 at the start of this year in the Formula 4 UAE Championship. And I found myself here.
Right, so why this year over here then? I mean, I know the team have decided to come over here for various reasons, but why are you coming over for this series?
Well, obviously I'm very close to the team. I've been driving with XL Motorsport through karting, and I've been with them through 7 years, and I don't see a reason to leave.
Okay. Now, you said to me before, I asked you where you're from, and you said Australia and New Zealand. That's an interesting... Explain that. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, my dad is from New Zealand. He actually used to race a bit in New Zealand. He did a Targa Rally. And my mum is from Northern Australia.
So what flag is going to be appearing on the timing and on the boards for you?
I mean, right now I've got the Australia flag on my car, so...
You can pick and choose.
And I've got the Australia flag on my suit right now, so...
Fair enough. Yeah. So how have you found it so far, testing for this season?
You know, really good. Obviously, the conditions, the weather, the tracks, it's all so different to what I've been used to. The tracks I've been driving on are very different to all these UK tracks. And obviously just adapting to the rain, the temperature, yeah.
How well do you know the tracks over here?
I've never driven any of them.
Have you been using a sim to try and acquaint yourself with them?
Yeah, I've been on the sim quite a bit.
Yeah, so you've got an idea of what to expect.
I know the direction.
Excellent. There's a large entry again this year who are rookies like you, all coming from different backgrounds as well. On paper, it looks like another incredible season for the fans to look forward to in the British F4 Championship. Have you had time to weigh up the opposition yet?
Yeah, well, obviously the competition looks really strong, as it was last year, which was when I was watching. And yeah, it should be a pretty good championship, so... Excited to see what I can do.
Absolutely. So you've got a bigger job this year because you've got to learn the tracks as you go along, as well as make an impression.
Yeah, it's all a part of the game, isn't it?
You seem to be taking it in your stride, which is to your credit. Have you, Zach, thought about where you might like to be by sort of the halfway through the season? Have you set yourself some goals?
Well, through testing, we've been looking pretty strong, so we're looking to be fighting for near the top of the championship. And see what happens, obviously.
Absolutely.
Anything can happen in this championship.
And indeed it can, and probably will. Not least of all, the weather. You had a wet session this morning, and you've had a dry session this afternoon. That's useful for you to get a wet session here at Silverstone, where, of course, the championship runs twice this year.
Yeah, obviously, in the UK, you're bound to get some wet races. So
always.
You need to get used to it.
I'm sure it rains in Australia and New Zealand as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually been there for a while.
Because you're living in Dubai, did
yeah,
you say?
I'm yeah. currently living in Dubai, based in Dubai.
I haven't seen much rain in Dubai.
Oh, definitely not.
Zach, it's really good to welcome you to the championship. Have a fantastic season.
Yeah, thank you so much.